Elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillahilazim. Estağfirullah, estağfirullah, estağfirullah. Ellezî lâ ilâhe illâ huvel hayyul kayyûm ve etûb ileyh. Veslev tevbete vel mağfirete vel hidayete inne huvet tevvâbur rahîm. Ve affu annâ ya kerîm, ve affu annâ ya kerîm, ve affu annâ ya kerîm. واغفر لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدس يا حافظ يا الله الأول يا الله الآخر يا الله الظاهر يا الله الباطن يا الله خيره وشره من الله تعالى فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له فأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Seyyidul Evveline vel Ahirin. İşverena ya Şefi'el Müzzidin. Fi rahmetike ya Erhamer Rahimin. Kalallahu Teala fi kitabel aziz. Evlü billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Lekad ca'akum Resulüm min enfisikum. Azizim aleyhi ma anittum. Harisin aleyküm billemdinine l-avukur rahim. Sadakallahu azim. Allah-u Teala Kevzas Certainly a messenger has come to you from among yourselves. Grievous to him your feeling, your falling into distress. Most caring for you, compassionate and merciful to the believers. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, أَوْزُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ هُلُكِمْ عَزِيمٍ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَزِيمِ. Addressing to Rasulullah, and surely you have sublime morals, says Allah Ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith says, the one who have good morals, the ones who have good morals are equal to the ones who spend their lives fasting and praying. In another hadith, Hazrat Usama says that Rasulullah said, Hazrat Usama says, when we were at the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we sat with great attention. Quietly, not even moving, as if a bird was perched on our heads. Humbly, peacefully. And one day, some strangers came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the best, rather, who is the best that Allah loves amongst you? And Rasulullah looked upon the Ashabi Kiram and said, those who have the best morals. Then another Hadith Sharif recited by Ibn Hibban رضي الله عنه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the one I love most amongst you, and the ones who are going to be next to me on the day of Yawm al-Din are the ones who have the best morals. And the ones who are most far away from me are the ones who have bad morals. And he mentioned three characteristics of people with bad morals. The first is Sarsaroon. Sarsaroon are the people who speak loudly about stupid and nonsensical things, thinking they are all clever and amusing. Then in the second he mentioned Mutashaddikun. Those are the people whose behavior and actions are violent. Then he mentioned Mutafaytihun, and the Ashab al-Kiram knew the meaning of those two Arabic words, but not this one. And Rasulullah has said, those are the arrogant ones who belittle other people and who force themselves upon other people as if they were greater than them. Today, I wanted to talk to you about adab, about the importance of morals and of behavior which befits a Muslim. I have recited the ayats and the hadith in which both Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam praise good morals, good behavior, good character which a Muslim is supposed to have. And it's even more important than making our prayers and fasting during Ramadan and paying our zakat and going to Hajj. Because all those formal obligations which we have is precisely an education or a preparation of having good adab, good behavior, good morals. What is it? Is it something which is acquired? It is something which our mothers and fathers and the society teach us to say thank you when somebody gives us something, or to make salamu alaikum to somebody, or to be gentle and to be kind and to be generous so that people appreciate us. No. The good morals for a Muslim is something innate, that we were born with it. When Allah Ta'ala says that I have created the mankind in my own image. Obviously, he has no image. It is meant here that Allah Ta'ala has created the human being in the image of his sifat, of his divine attributes, which he has taught to our father Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Good adab is the realization and putting into action for a Muslim of Asma'il Husna, which is inside each and every one of us. To be forgiving, to be merciful, to be compassionate, to be generous, to be caring, to be loving. Those characteristics are natural and are born in us with our nose and with our eyes, with our ears. It's the part of us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that the dunya and our egos, they cover and veil this natural born good morals and good character which we all have. Now, to eliminate the maleficent influence of the worldly life and the orders of our nafs ammara, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that which is necessary put into action is sincerity. The opposite of riya, the opposite of hypocrisy. Truthfulness, the opposite of lying. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the liar is not one of us. It doesn't say the thief is not one of us, the one who drinks is not one of us, the one who eats pork is not one of us, but it is the one who lies is not one of us. Sincerity, truthfulness, selflessness, humbleness. When I consider you more than myself, when I wish better for you than myself, when you hit me on the head, that I forgive you. When you leave me hungry, I feed you. Now this is good moral. Why am I doing this? In fact, I don't do this. Because when I do something like that, when I show some kindness, some care, some generosity to anybody, normally I want the equal return from him. I give, hoping to take. That's not good morals, it's business. Now when I care about someone, and I prefer him over myself, when I am hungry, I feed him. Why am I doing this? If I do not expect any return from him or from the government or from someone in this world. Allah Ta'ala said that if we do spend one for him, he will give us back 10. In the hadith and in the ayat which I have just mentioned, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one whom he loved most is the one with good morals. Allah Ta'ala praises Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he has good morals. So we, when we show any sign of good adab, which simply means doing what is right, I don't expect anything from the person whom I am doing good. But I have faith that what I have done is not from me, that Allah Ta'ala has chosen me and used me as a tool of doing that good to that person. That means I am a mu'min. I believe in Allah Ta'ala. Then I also believe that he is the one who is going to compensate, either in this world or in the hereafter. The importance of adab is the true manifestation of the true mu'min, who truly believes in Allah Ta'ala and who truly depends only to Allah Ta'ala. That is why Ibadullah in Islam for a Muslim, it's an extremely important thing which, alas, most of us, we have forgotten. Much more important than appearing as a Muslim, than making one's prayers and fasting during the Ramadan, is behaving according to good morals. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ash-shikaki wal-nifaki wa min su'i ahlak. Amin. Amin. Amin. Amin. Amin. Amin. Amin. Amin.